WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Friday, March 3rd. Coming up, despite a critical deadline extension, Illinois craft cannabis businesses are still worried they'll fail before getting a chance to even start. That story from Alex Stegman in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The state of Illinois has launched a website for residents to track the progress of a newly created reparations commission. Claudia Morell has more.
The commission was created in the lame duck session in 2021 as part of a larger package of bills aimed at addressing the economic legacy of slavery. Democratic State Representative Sonia Harper is a member of the commission. She says it will be their job to determine what reparations could look like in Illinois.
Research, doing focus groups, engaging the community, looking at data, involving, of course, activists and academics alike, especially those of African descent.
Harper says the discussion of reparations boils down into two camps, the symbolic and the financial. She says she hopes the launch of the website will foster more engagement on the issue. I'm Claudia Morell.
Following a year of declines, the state's economic growth increased last month, albeit slightly. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows has more.
The University of Illinois Flash Index rose to 103.4 in February. Any number above 100 indicates economic growth. Economist Fred Gertz compiles the index. His larger focus is if the state and the nation can avoid a recession.
But I think there is some consensus now that if there is a recession, it won't be as deep as it might have been. The fear of a really deep recession, I think, is receding now.
Illinois' slower economic growth follows the national trend. The Flash Index is based on monthly revenues from Illinois taxes, which Gertz says are stronger than a year ago, even when adjusted for inflation. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Unofficial St. Patrick's Day, a University of Illinois tradition with a history of heavy drinking, is not expected to draw an increased police presence this weekend. Unofficial began in 1995 as a bar promotion to make up for the money lost while students are on spring break during St. Patrick's Day. In years past, police reported an increase in arrests, sexual assaults, hospitalizations, and deaths during the unofficial holiday. In recent years, however, campus police say the tradition has lost popularity due to a combination of increased police presence and the COVID-19 pandemic. UIPD spokesman Patrick Wade says police presence will be decreasing this year.
It's nothing compared to what it used to be. And that's a good thing because we don't want to be seeing those problematic behaviors that we were seeing where people were getting hurt or worse.
Wade says he expects people will still be participating in unofficial celebrations, but he does not expect as much dangerous behavior as in past years. The Fighting Illini men's basketball team defeated the Michigan Wolverines last night 91-87 in double overtime. Fittingly, on senior night, lone seniors Terrence Shannon Jr. and Matthew Meyer scored over 20 points each. Shannon Jr. spoke after the game about the importance of the fans at State Farm Center.
We got the best fans in the country, and they stayed in it. Even when we went down 7, once Matt got going and I got going, they lifted us.
The Illini sit in a 6-way tie for second place in the Big Ten Conference standings. The Illini have an overall record of 20-10, an 11-8 record against Big Ten Conference opponents. Next up for Illinois is a road game against the 5th nationally ranked Purdue Boilermakers Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Still to come, we'll learn more about an extension the State Department of Agriculture granted craft cannabis businesses in Illinois. That story from Alex Stegman is next on 217 Today.
On the next Atomic Age Cocktail Party, a show filled with lots of oohs and ahs and even a few zoo-zoo-zoos. It's a look at the wordless vocal style that was all the rage during the hi-fi era. We'll hear from the Anita Kerr Quartet, the voices of Walter Schumann, Juan Garcia Esquivel, Neil Hefti, and more. I'm your host, Jason Croft. Tune in Friday nights at 9 and Saturday nights at 11 on WILL FM 90.9 and on demand at will.illinois.edu.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Craft cannabis growers, transporters, and infusers in Illinois can breathe a sigh of relief for now. They were supposed to be ready to start business on Wednesday, but the State Department of Agriculture issued an extension that now gives these businesses until next year to get things in order. As Alex Degman tells us, some see it as a reprieve, but most are still worried.
Illinois' craft cannabis industry is pretty small, so an event full of people in it is almost like a family reunion with vibes. The Illinois Independent Craft Growers Association and the Social Equity Empowerment Network put on a symposium this week to bring everyone together to share stories, get advice, and hopefully make connections. But the event at the South Shore Cultural Center in Chicago was like the type of family reunion with a big elephant in the room. Instead of worrying about when their uncle will make an inappropriate joke, the craft cannabis family wonders about deadlines and whether they'll survive. The 2024 extension is good news for people like Crystal Anderson.
Oh my God, yes, it's a big relief for us. And it's not that we have stopped working, because we're still trudging along and doing things that we have to do to stand this business up.
A nurse anesthetist by day, Anderson's trying to open a dispensary in DeKalb and a craft grow facility in Kankakee. She also has a transporter license. It was still a brighter room than it might have been a month ago before the extension. Depending on when you got your license, you now have until either February or December of next year. The state says COVID-19 and supply chain issues led to the extension, even though just weeks prior, there were no plans for such a move. Like many in the social equity cannabis space, Anderson has had problems fundraising, but she says she's close.
It's almost like the Illinois market has dried up, you know, when it comes to funding. But you know, we've had some good leads. My group have, and we're just hoping that, you know, they fall in place. We're able to do it.
Illinois created these social equity craft licenses to help people with past marijuana offenses break into the industry on a smaller scale, particularly black and brown folks. But access to capital and money from state loan programs are difficult to get. Felicia Royster co-founded the Social Equity Empowerment Network, or SEEN, in Chicago. It tries to address the racial wealth gap by fostering more black-owned businesses. Royster appreciates the deadline extension because she's also trying to open a craft grow. But she still needs investors and a location.
We're now 3 years into this struggle, and we have, you know, no resources. So we're in a unique time right now where it's a volatile market. People are not looking at cannabis because they're worried about what's going to happen in a recession.
It's another sign that in this industry, money rules almost everything. We talked to Reese Xavier about that a few months ago. The CEO and managing partner of HT23 Growers in South Suburban Chicago Heights says he's gotten some attention lately, but he's acting like there is no extension.
I'm of the opinion that you can't take your foot off the gas, whether it's an extension or not, because what'll happen is if you take your foot off the gas, you stop pressing for those funds, you stop pressing to get all the things that you need in place to become operational, the year goes by like that. I got my license in 2021. It feels like yesterday.
Xavier expects his project to cost around $9 million. He's trying to convert a vacant strip mall into a complex with a grow facility, a dispensary, a kitchen, and a consumption lounge. He's building out slowly as he waits for money from the state to come in, which he's confident will. In the meantime, he wants to talk to state lawmakers. He doesn't think craft cannabis license holders are involved enough in charting a path forward.
I can sit down, I can tell you every hurdle I've been through to date, and I'm confident there'll be a lot more. I can sit down and tell you all the challenges that we receive financially. No one has better experience and knowledge about that than the folks who are going through it.
Most craft cannabis license holders, including almost everyone at the South Shore Cultural Center, are still going through it, and that will continue for the foreseeable future. There may be a little breathing room now with the deadline extension, but without money and legislative fixes, soon the relief will be short-lived. I'm Alex Degman.
217 Today will be going on hiatus for the next 2 weeks. In the meantime, tune in to AM 580 and FM 90.9 to hear a mix of local, state, and national news. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy, windy, and rainy with a high of 41 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Claudia Morell, Jim Meadows, Alyssa Eaton, Colin Highslope, and Alex Degman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again soon.